Welcome back to another episode of Recalibrate Your Mindset and Metabolism for Sustainable Results. I'm your host, Dr. Adarsh Gupta, and today we have an important topic to delve into: understanding your hormones and weight loss. Many individuals struggle with weight loss despite their best efforts, and often hormonal imbalances play a significant role in this challenge. In this episode, we will explore how these imbalances can impact weight loss and provide valuable insights on what you can do to address them. Understanding your hormones and how they affect your body is an important part of achieving a sustainable weight loss results. Before we dive deep into the topic, let's take a moment to understand the role hormones play in our bodies. Hormones are chemical messengers that regulate various bodily functions, including metabolism, appetite, and energy balance. When our hormones are in balance, our bodies function optimally. However, hormonal imbalances can disrupt this delicate equilibrium, leading to weight gain or difficulty in losing weight. One of the key hormones that influence weight loss is insulin. Insulin is responsible for regulating blood glucose level, blood sugar. And when it's imbalanced, it can promote fat storage and inhibit fat burning. Insulin resistance is a common condition where the body becomes less responsive to insulin, leading to elevated blood sugar and cause weight gain. Addressing insulin resistance through lifestyle modification and dietary changes can be crucial for a successful weight loss. Another hormone that plays a significant role in weight management is cortisol, often referred to as stress hormone. When we are under chronic stress, cortisol levels can become imbalanced, leading to increased appetite, cravings, and the storage of visceral fat around the midsection. Some effective ways to manage stress and cortisol levels include: number one, practice stress management. Chronic stress can elevate cortisol levels. Engage in stress-reducing activities like meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga, or mindfulness practices. These techniques can help calm the mind, promote relaxation, and lower your cortisol levels. Number two, to lower cortisol levels and reduce stress is get regular exercise. Physical activity can help regulate cortisol levels too. Aim for a combination of aerobic exercises and strength training, and once or twice a week, high-intensity interval training. Exercises not only helps reduce stress, but also promote endorphin release, which can improve mood and lower cortisol levels. Third important thing you can do to lower stress and cortisol level is sleep. Adequate sleep is crucial for cortisol regulation. Establish a regular sleep schedule and aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night. Create a sleep-friendly environment, practice a bedtime routine, and avoid electronic devices before bed to promote better sleep. Number four that can help you reduce stress and cortisol is maintain a balanced diet. A balanced nutrition plays a role in cortisol management. Focus on diet that's rich in whole foods, including fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fat. Avoid excessive caffeine and refined sugars, as they can contribute to cortisol spikes. And fifth item, interestingly, is equally important, is social support. Building a strong social connection and maintaining positive relationships can help buffer the effect of stress. Seek support from friends, family, and participate in social activities that bring joy and sense of belonging. Another effective way to reduce stress is time management. Effective time management and prioritization can help reduce stress levels. Set realistic goals, delegate tasks when possible, and create a schedule that allows for breaks and relaxation. Avoid overcommitting. Create boundaries. Learn to say no when necessary. Another way to reduce stress is, of course, relaxation exercises. Incorporate relaxation techniques into your daily routine. This can include taking a warm bath, practicing aromatherapy, listening to calming music, or engaging in hobbies that bring you joy and relaxation. And one most important thing in my mind is laugh and have fun. Laughter and enjoyable activities can help release tension and lower cortisol levels. Engage in activities that make you laugh. Spend time with loved ones, watch a comedy show, or engage in hobbies that bring you joy. There are also multiple supplements on the market that claims to lower cortisol levels. But I know one supplement that has been shown to lower cortisol levels in randomized controlled trial is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha, yes. In the randomized controlled trial by Loprastian group, this article was published in 2019. They took 60 individuals and randomly assigned them to receive 240 milligrams of ashwagandha extract, and 30 got that, 30 received placebo. Then they followed them for 60 days. The subjects who were in the ashwagandha group showed lower morning cortisol levels compared to placebo, and they also have lower depression anxiety levels on standardized scales. However, one should always take precautions in using any supplements, as the supplements are not FDA approved and they may vary in content from brand to brand. Now let's switch our attention back to hormones. Some other hormones that are responsible for regulating hunger and satiety and can also impact weight loss are leptin and ghrelin. Leptin hormone is produced by fat cells in the body. Its primary function is to regulate energy balance by inhibiting hunger and promoting the feeling of fullness. But leptin also plays a role in regulation of metabolism, immune function, and fertility. It is often referred to as the satiety hormone due to its ability to suppress appetite and promote weight loss. Leptin comes from the word leptos, which means to thin. Low levels of leptin have been linked to obesity and other metabolic disorders. The ghrelin hormone is a hormone produced in the stomach that stimulates appetite and promotes the release of growth hormones. It is often referred to as hunger hormone because it signals to brain when it is time to eat. One easy way to remember this: when your stomach is growling, ghrelin is released. Ghrelin levels increase before meals and decrease after meals. Imbalances in ghrelin levels have been linked to obesity and other metabolic disorders. Now, leptin signals our brain when we are full, while ghrelin stimulates appetite. However, hormonal imbalances can disrupt this communication, leading to an increased hunger and overeating. There are several ways to counteract the effects of leptin and ghrelin. One effective method is to maintain a balanced diet that includes plenty of fiber-rich foods such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grain. These foods help to regulate appetite and promote feeling of fullness, which can help to reduce the amount of food that you consume. A Another way to counteract the effects of leptin and ghrelin is to get regular exercise. Exercise can help to increase metabolism and burn calories, which can help to reduce body fat and improve overall health. Additionally, exercise can help to reduce stress levels, which can also have a positive impact on appetite and weight management. Finally, it is important to get enough sleep at night. Lack of sleep can disrupt the hormonal balance in the body, including the production of leptin and ghrelin. By getting enough restful sleep at night, you can help to ensure that these hormones are produced in proper amount, which can help to reduce appetite and promote healthy weight management. Now that we have a better understanding of how hormonal imbalances can affect weight loss, let's discuss some practical strategies to address them. Firstly, it's essential to consult with a healthcare professional who can assess your hormone levels through blood tests and provide a personalized recommendation. This may involve hormonal therapy, diet readjustment, and lifestyle modification. When it comes to diet, focusing on whole food, including plenty of vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats, can support hormone imbalances and weight loss. Avoiding processed food, added sugar, and refined carbohydrates is also crucial. Regular exercise, specifically incorporating strength training and high-intensity interval training, can help improve insulin sensitivity and boost metabolism. Additionally, as we talked about earlier, managing stress levels through mindful practices such as meditation, yoga, deep breathing can positively impact hormone balance and weight loss. Prioritizing sleep. Getting an adequate amount of restful sleep each night is also essential, as it allows our bodies to repair, regenerate, and regulate hormonal functions. Remember, understanding your hormones and their influence on weight loss is a journey. It requires patience, consistency, and professional guidance. By addressing hormonal imbalances through a holistic approach that encompasses nutrition, exercise, stress management, and sleep, you can recalibrate your mindset and metabolism for sustainable weight loss results. This brings us to the end of today's episode on understanding your hormones and weight loss. I hope you found the information valuable and insightful. If you have any questions, would like to share your experiences, feel free to reach out to us on our website or social media platforms. Stay tuned for more episodes where we continue to explore topics to help you recalibrate your mindset and metabolism for sustainable results. Until next time, take care and be well.